Welcome to this week's episode, which arguably should have been the pilot or the first episode we released. This one will be short and sweet because I'm fulfilling a few listener requests, and they want to know a little bit more about that quirky host, so I begrudgingly will talk about myself. I'm going to give you a little bit of my background, my experiences, some of my accolades, and then also take the opportunity to truly introduce the podcast itself. Give you kind of the mission statement and some things to look forward to in the near future. So let's kick it. Welcome to the Massage Tools Podcast, your home for cool interviews and reviews. All right, so to give you my background, I am a licensed massage and bodywork therapist. That just so happens to be North Carolina's designation for massage therapy. So they add in the body work, so it's LMBT, as opposed to most states, which would be LMT. Because, you know, North Carolina, we do things different. Additionally, I am a corrective exercise specialist through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and recently received both a certified personal training credential and a human movement specialist. It's a lot of alphabet soup, but it's really just my journey on trying to learn how to be the best massage therapist I can be. I do own my own business, my own practice. It's called Rondori Bodywork. And hey, if you want to go check that out on social media or the internet, that's Randori Bodywork. And we're located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I officially started my massage journey at Pacific College of Oriental Medicine in San Diego, California, which happened to be an early adopter of the bachelor's that was based in massage therapy. So the fancy title for it is a Bachelor's of Health Science with a focus in Asian holistic health and massage. What that last little bit means is a lot of the massage training was based or steeped heavily in traditional Chinese medicine, which utilizes the same foundations and fundamentals as acupuncture, but we express that through bodywork as opposed to needles or herbs. The main modality that they taught us was called Tuina, and the idea behind it, or I guess an execution in China, that is the equivalent to what we call medical massage in the United States. So even though there was a heavy emphasis on qi and creating movement of energy through the body, they actually had a very clinical and integrated approach for its execution. And that's what I gravitated towards. To rewind a little bit more, I've been a martial artist since I was in my tweens. The biggest thing I hate is seeing martial artists, especially ones that I'm interacting with daily, with an inability to train due to an injury or some other physical limitation. So I went to massage school in order to help out my training partners and basically get them back on the mat. Or if you're in another sport, it's off the bench or back in the field, what have you. But I am highly motivated to help people get back to doing what they want to do. And a lot of my education after school was to fill in two areas in my mind. The first was really to try to understand what's going on underneath the fingertips or underneath the instrument or underneath the cup. And the other was how to best suit people for sport practice. And that's come through because I've had a lot of opportunities to work with athletes and athletes of all levels. Weekend warriors through professional athletes, Olympians, college athletes, you kind of name it. And I've had the opportunity to work with individuals across the board of movement. To share some of my big sports accolades, I've been to ACC Division I championships for swimming and diving. I'm starting to lose count how many times. I've been to NCAA Division I championships for swimming and diving and for women's lacrosse. I've also traveled to multiple world championships with the U.S. diving national team, plus the 2016 Olympic Games, where I was a staff member for diving. So the disclaimer should be a bit obvious at this point, but I have a huge slant towards therapeutic, sport, orthopedic, clinical, medical massage, and have less of a personal interest in relaxation massage. the relaxation or spa or wellness massage has a time and place. It's a valuable service to humans. It's just not where I want to go with my practice. And I feel there's a lot of ground to be made on the therapeutic side of things. So my big motivation for this podcast was to help guide folks, provide some inspiration or information on where they might be able to pursue the therapeutic endeavors. I hope if you've listened to previous episodes, that's a bit obvious, but it's organized into two main categories. The first being the industry tools segments. And those are geared around making massage therapists in general better clinicians, gearing it more around the office or the clinic. Whereas the sport massage sections or the sport tool segments, those are geared towards people who might have an interest in working with teams. And I am trying to pick the brains of some of the most elite massage therapists that work in that realm and see what skill set's been advantageous to them, if there's any continuing education as an extension of that idea, or if there's just other tips to being a good massage therapist with a team or breaking into that work. So that's all phase one of the Massage Tools Podcast. Phase two is going to be the introduction of segments where I review continuing education. Nowadays, there seems to be reviews for any product that's out there, or even services. You've got Yelp, you've got Google reviews, and all the various iterations of that. You're hard-pressed to find that for a continuing ed course. I'll hopefully be getting the first of those episodes out before the end of the year. The final phase, really it's more of a segment or an element of the podcast, is actually going to be on YouTube exclusively. And there's a big reason for that. I'm going to do gear reviews. Everything from instruments to cups to percussion vibration tools. But due to the nature of that, it really does need a visual or an audiovisual environment. But I want to help massage therapists primarily. But of course, hey, any of our manual therapy friends out there might find an advantage to these as well. But that again will be hosted on our YouTube channel. Shameless plug, you should head over to YouTube. Check out the channel. It's Massage Tools Podcast. I've got all the interviews up there. If you want to see the people, if there's something that just jumps out as being a little more visual, it's nice to watch somebody talk about it. Plus, I've done a bunch of editing and added some more visual flair to each of the interviews. There's also a lot of, I guess you could call it pop-ups, where there's extra information that's put in there. Or if they're citing a book, a reference, a tool, I'll add images or video of that to the interview or to the screen to make it a little more interesting, draw you in a little bit more, or provide more information. All right. Thank you for joining us on this short entry into our podcast list. We are back next week with a new series of interviews with an industry tools segment. It's a really good one. I just finished recording it, so I'm excited about putting it out. I hope you get excited too. All right, everyone, that does end the episode. If you're looking for show notes or references, or you're just looking for more content from us, you can visit our website, which is www.massagetoolspodcast.com for all of your Massage Tools Podcast needs. Last but not least, we got two things. One's a recommendation. Hit that subscribe button to whichever podcast service you're using so you get our latest episodes. And if you'd like to, give us a review. Help spread the word a little bit. Get our podcast out there so we can help inspire and motivate the industry. So good day, good evening, and good night.